Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
I was just thinking about topics and the Bills, you know, like guys like us do, right?
Mm-hmm.
What should be the topic? And it is right. Really in an interesting place and time right here.
Like, yeah. Because it's a little hard to roll out, isn't this cool, every day.
Yeah.
it's not really how we do it.
When I looked up once, I saw one Bills Live was doing who will be the next Bills player to win the Player of the Week award. Like, whatever happened to? I mean, there's just nothing. The Chiefs were a topic. The Chiefs are not a topic right now, right? Like that's closed. There's like for anything. It's not like there's nothing, but anything where you'd just really want to scrutinize and you know. Have a back and forth discussion about whether something needs to be different. Damn. Like that's a tough time for that. I mean, we've had so many little ones. Even when like last year maybe was last year a year where we were talking about the third quarter a lot?
I don't think we were talking about the third quarter a lot, but the third quarter was being talked about a lot.
Right. Okay. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yes. I don't know that we didn't exactly engage in it, but it was a subject amongst fans, and I'm not saying like we're smarter than fans or anything. I didn't pay a ton of attention to it, but it was a thing I think amongst
that was last fans. Year. That was last
that
year.
That was last year.
Okay.
Yes.
Like what's the problem coming out of the locker room?
Right.
There was that. Okay. I mean, there isn't that, but – or is there? I mean, they have this – there's so many, like, just amazing little stats and things about where the Bills are at. They are on this crazy streak of leading games at halftime. NBC had that they're the first team ever to be ahead at halftime this many weeks in a row, right? That's what they had. We had from somebody else last week – and I might have brought it up when Al Michaels was on, that they have a streak going where they've led by double digits at halftime for, I think it's now 7 regular season games in a row. And, like, that's on a very short list of teams all time who've done that. Do I have the other one right, that it's, like, halftime leads, that they might have the all-time record for that?
Some reference to that, but I don't have that on – I don't have that at my fingertips here.
Because they were saying Sunday night, like – If that wasn't the stat, it was something like it. And they were saying, believe it or not, this is the only team ever to do this. Like, this is the all-time record, what the Bills are doing.
I did see something else today that I did not flag, but I think Trey Wingo, I forget where he's working now, but I think he's still working, you know, he's covering football, former ESPN host, tweeted this morning that the Bills are the first team since the merger, after 5 weeks, to be number one in points, number one in points against, and number one in takeaways.
Yeah.
Like no
through
team
5 weeks,
in the history.
Right.
Through 5 weeks. Right. Has ever done those three things through five games, which, I mean, you know, small sample size, I don't know, whatever, but it's pretty cool when you're doing stuff no one's ever done in, you know, 50 years or more.
Yeah. I mean, end the season.
Right. Right.
Not really. Let's just move to the playoffs right now. Let's go. Are you emotionally prepared for a Super Bowl win?
No.
You don't think so?
No, I don't know. No.
Do you want to, like, not think about that?
Yes.
Okay.
It's okay. We can talk about how much I don't want to think about it.
Yes. Here goes another one off the list.
Here, I'll, right. Well, Bulldogs will talk about that. Back to, isn't this cool?
Yeah.
You asked me that question, and I felt, but I don't know if I've ever before noticed the first feeling one gets when they think they might cry, but you asking me that question made me feel like, is this what I feel? Usually I think I might just blow right through that to, you know, voice is cracking and eventually it's just, you know, I can't be contained anymore. It's going to come out. And, you know, you've been on the end of that a few times, just emotional outpourings.
Oh, yeah. For some very interesting reasons sometimes.
Yes, but, yes, I know.
I mean, there was a cross-checking penalty one year that choked Bulldog up.
It just reminded me of something that happened with my dad once, and I just couldn't really explain it.
That's often the link.
You asking that just now, I felt like a pang of, like, is that right? A pang? Is that what you would say? A pang? I felt
pang.
This emotion, like my answer was quick to deflect because I already felt emotional thinking about what that would feel like. So, no, I don't think I want to spend too much time thinking about it because I think it will be overpowering. If it happens.
We need to not deny ourselves that conversation, though.
Right.
Because you know how I am different. You've described how you get sometimes. I don't feel anything about anything. Like, I don't know. This would be a good one. This would be a good test for me. Yeah. I mean, there are some very like big life things, and I don't feel it sometimes. And I'm embarrassed. I don't know what to say to people because I know I'm supposed to feel a certain way, and I often have a very difficult time expressing that. There are times on the air. On the air, it's a little easier for me, but there are times on the air when, like, something serious happens or whatever, and I'm just like, okay, well, I can describe this, but I have to, like, sort of force some level, some amount of feeling into those sometimes, or else it can seem like just, what's wrong with this guy, you know? So,
sort of like it can be with me when I'm crying.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Why do you lack control of your emotions?
Really, right?
Crying about a tire commercial. What the hell is wrong with you?
Why does the green monster make Bulldog weep? But
you're right.
You know. So, well, I mean, this could be the year.
Yeah.
Last year obviously was close. You've pointed to the Seattle game many times. Like, it didn't, I don't know. Last year happened, and that helps this year. The year before helped last year a little bit. But still, it was not to the Super Bowl, you know, really, until it got later. And then I think, I don't know how many people really thought about winning the Super Bowl too many times, even with all those wins last year. I mean, it would have crossed your mind. And they came close. But now it's almost like, you know, go get it.
You know,
just,
I don't remember ever thinking about – it says a lot. I think this helps make the point that you're making here about how one year helps – you know, the previous year helps the current year. Because I don't think we ever talked about, hey, what do you think what do you think it'll feel like if they win the Super Bowl? I don't think we ever talked about that last year. And this year, 5 weeks in, it feels like something you might want to engage in.
And you're saying we never talked about that last year, and it's not because they were struggling in the third quarter.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. Definitely not.
Just didn't come up.
It doesn't mean that people weren't thinking about it, but it just was maybe better left unsaid. I mean, it wasn't a superstitious choice by me or anything to not ever bring it up. But, I mean, I felt like they could legitimately win it, but investing in thinking about or talking about what it would feel like if they did, nah, no. I mean, we had enough with people, you know, it was emotional for a few weeks there around the holidays, you know, after they clinched and then, you know, we got to the playoffs and, like, there were shows that were emotionally charged. I mean, people were calling us and crying.
Imagine that.
Right? And that was with no mention that I remember of, like, you know, what is it going to feel like if they win? You know, I think people were open to the possibility, but it wasn't a subject necessarily.
Well, winning the Super Bowl, I mean, that's it. Getting there is its own spectacular accomplishment. I mean, getting there. And last year, I would say probably I was way more into that. And we could do this right now too. Like last year, all this time spent on Kansas City, right? Last year, Kansas City beat the Bills early in the season and was the defending Super Bowl champions and never really gave off too much of a clue that they shouldn't get there again. As good as the Bills were. Then you had the game and the Bills fell flat and Kansas City went back. They lost, but the Chiefs were a big reason, a big obstacle in that
That's
last year.
Right.
And I really, like, pretty much never got to the NFC. You know, I never got to the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers, I mean, they played all their games on the road. They were not favored to go to the Super Bowl or win the Super Bowl at the beginning of the playoffs. They had to play three road games just to make it. And sort of ironically, they get to the Super Bowl, and that's on their home field. But they were not, like, obvious there. It would have been more Green Bay. And I just was not thinking about the Bills in games versus the Buccaneers or Green Bay. Like, it just was not. But this year, you can do that. And I think probably more people are. You know, when you say best team in the league, that includes the NFC.
Yeah.
And whoever the best team over there is, Arizona has the best record.
I think Tampa's the best team over there.
Maybe.
I think anyway. I mean, from what I've watched, I'm not breaking down tape or anything, but you know, Tampa and Arizona play.
Got me. You're on Tampa.
I think Tampa's favored. You know, Tampa might even be favored if they were playing in Arizona.
Rams.
I like the Rams.
Although love the
that
Rams.
Arizona game really slowed me down. It's like, how, you know, I mean, Arizona took them apart.
The Rams, the Super Bowl is in L.A., by the way. The Rams and the Chargers are both candidates to make it. There are going to be two teams playing on their home field this year in the Super Bowl after none ever until last season. Yeah, I mean, it's just fun to think about. That's all. There's no big point. It's just fun to think about, and it's reasonable to be thinking about it.
Yeah, I feel like I took the question. You know, I started with I don't want to get emotional about this in October, but you know, yeah, I mean it should be on your mind. I mean it just is. I mean I 1 week at a time. We're new here, and they look. I mean, I said it pretty casually on Monday, like you were referring to. I think they look like the best team in the league.
Well, if you're first in those big stats, it's a makeable argument, at least. I think the MVP, I've been saying this, and I wrote about it yesterday. I think the MVP is going to be a fun one to talk about. I would enjoy hashing out how you choose the MVP. Like, you know, a lot of this, like I'm saying already, how we started here, there's a lot of good football discussions that really just aren't that usable for the Bills right now, like second half adjustments. Like, you know, the importance of establishing the run, thank God. I mean, I know you're out there, people who still want to run the ball all the time. I know you're out there, you're just waiting for, you know, they're going to have to lose someday. And then we're going to get back, like, we get right back to C. You know, they're going to win. They're going to dominate in every category until they lose. And then the door cracks open. See, I told you the running game was more important. You know, the Bills don't think so. So, like, that's off for now, thank God. We don't have to do that. All my stuff that I'm just like my pet area, the fourth down business, the Bills have kind of rendered that obsolete for the most part. They don't get to fourth down. Like they're winning so quickly in games and by so much that, you know, they'll have a fourth and two or something in the third quarter, but they're ahead by three touchdowns. Who cares? In the Pittsburgh game, which they lost, there was that. And I think that was an important thing to talk about from the Pittsburgh game. There were other things, too. They lost. That's right. That's how that works.
Right. So right. They didn't go a couple times, and then when they did go, they had that we, yep. we got to scrutinize play calling, right? Because there was that Willis McGahee from 04 Bledsoe pitch
yep.
play that they tried to run.
That's right. Yeah. They did one thing that didn't work.
Yep.
And so we had that. Like, what were they doing on this one play? You know, it's just this way. So a lot of those are, I think the MVP though, I mean, sports fans have always argued about the MVP in sports, like how that goes. We've had many of these over the years. And as I wrote yesterday, I used to care more about it. It used to be important to me how they chose, you know, was it most valuable to your team or the way that in the NFL, only the quarterbacks ever seem to win. Different facets of that. And there are lots of those. There are lots of facets to this one. And if you look at the quarterbacks, starting with Josh Allen, if you look at the quarterbacks on that list, it's not easy. I think, you know, maybe more Bills fans would just be like, oh, duh, of course it's Josh Allen. But it's not easy to separate. And what exactly would go – like, say you had to vote on that award right now. What would decide it for you? The Bills have – I mean, Allen is one of a few quarterbacks that just looks, you know, spectacular. Spectacular plays, stats – you know, the physical, he leaves no doubt.
The team is good.
The team is good, yeah. Right? So you could pick him. You could pick Murray. It isn't a slight if you pick someone else. Doesn't mean you hate him, okay?
You could pick Brady, even though he's already got a closet full of these.
You could pick Brady. Why wouldn't you? I mean, he is leading in passing yards. I wrote this yesterday, how with 17 games especially, in this passing world, records have to get broken. Like, some of these guys are gonna smash records. That could be touchdowns. That could be different things. You had Jackson the other night with that completion percentage record for throwing 40 passes, stuff like that. But also, like, the totals. Brady is the one quarterback. He's the only one right now on a pace to break the yardage record. That's a Peyton Manning record from, I think, 2013. He holds it by 1 yard over Brees. Single season. Brady is on pace to top that. He's like in 350 a game kind of average. Yeah. I think Manning's averaged like 340. And, you know, he has the extra game. Maybe I'm not sure if I'm including that, but he is on pace to do that. And Jackson is on pace for more yards than that if you include rushing. Right? So you could vote for either of those guys. You could vote for Justin Herbert. Herbert has something I would say the other ones don't, except for Murray, which is, oh, look at this team. We didn't expect this.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so you have a little bit of an advantage, I think, if people, even if they were wrong, people think your team wasn't supposed to be as good. And Rodgers benefited from that, I think, a little bit last year, because Rodgers gave you a couple years where he looked kind of done, and the Packers acted accordingly. You know, the Packers started moving around like they thought he was done too. And then he put that year up, and so look at this guy. You know, it's a great story. We want stories for the MVP. We want a story we can tell. And so the Allen is that.
Yeah.
These other guys are too.
I think, you know, they're – I don't know this for a fact, but I think, you know, just from hearing conversations – you know, even, you know, with people who vote or people who know people who vote in these things, that, like, the new guys, there might be, like, a tendency, like Herbert or Murray, for instance. If they have, you know, years where they're, you know, they're reasonable candidates, right? I mean, maybe there's a no-brainer case out there, and we just know by December who it's going to be. Kind of like how with Lamar 2 years ago, right? I mean, it became apparent he's going to be the MVP and end up being unanimous. I feel like the newer you are, like that gets you talked about. But when it comes to voting, if a guy who was there last year or for his entire lifetime, like Brady, is there, I think like my guess would be, my sense is that voters would lean toward the guy who's been good or great but hasn't gotten it yet, or just deserves another one for like a career achievement award. Like that would be Brady. Allen would be this year if he and Herbert have very comparable seasons and the teams are dueling for the number one seed, which, you know, at this point they are. I think Allen might get the lean just because Herbert, even though they're only, what is Herbert, 2 years younger in the league mm-hmm. than Allen, mm-hmm. it would just be like, well, you know, Allen was so close last year, he should get one, you know? And in a certain way, that is the people who vote on it sort of keeping in mind the business of the league. Like, the more guys active in the league that have MVPs, the better your league looks. Right? Like, if Allen joins Mahomes as a young AFC quarterback, and you could say the same thing for Herbert, but again, he's newer, and I think so that puts him, to me, a little behind Allen, again, with comparable years. You've got Allen, now you've got Mahomes, and it's just, look at the AFC, look at this league, look at all these quarterbacks, and I think, even if it's unintentional, voters, I think, lean that way. Like, they promote the league they cover to a certain extent.
You don't want to piss off this fan base either.
Well, I guess there's that, too.
You're going to give Lamar Jackson two MVPs and not our guy any? You're going to hear from me. I'm going to tweet at you incessantly. Just insist that you must be biased against us and hate us. Like Chris Collinsworth is apparently now. He's on the list. I hear he's on the list. I hear he was mean to the Bills. I didn't think so, but you know that's how some people think. Well, it's going to be good, right? Like I agree with all that. Whether it's not something that those guys would ever say they do intentionally,
right,
or consciously, but stories are big. This is the media who vote on the MVP, and the media is here for stories. That's what they're in the business of. Not all the media who vote are sports writers. Like Troy Aikman had a vote, I think. It's guys in the booth. It's sometimes former players, but I think it's 50 AP chosen media members who vote. And you only baseball is different. If you care, baseball, you vote for like 10 guys, 10 to one. And the number one guy on your list gets 10 points all the way down to 1 point. And at the end of it, they total all that up. So you'll see lots of guys, lots of names, more than 10, many more will get MVP votes. My great uncle got MVP votes 1 year. He was okay. He didn't have a winning record. 1948, he got two. I think it was 48. He got two MVP votes. Right, he was right around Yogi Berra that year in the count. You can't just put the Yankee lineup in. So he got some votes. Baseball is like that. Football is 50 voters, and you put in one name. Who should win? Who's your vote to win? When Jackson won, he got all 50. And so you see that. You see. Ties are more likely because you just don't have this broad format. You send in one name. And I would love to know somehow.
Didn't Peyton Manning share an MVP with someone one
McNair,
year?
I think.
I feel like that sounds
co-MVP.
Like that happening.
Yep. Yeah. Which isn't, you know, in sports, that sucks. Co sucks. So that's where the commissioner should have to break the tie. But, you know, commissioners don't have courage.
Yeah.
Right, they wouldn't dare be partial to one. That's how it should work. That's how it would work in fantasy. That's why fantasy is great. One of many reasons. Somebody would just break the tie. Here, I'm in charge. This guy wins. We don't have that. Do we want Coe? What do you do with Coe? What if Allen shares the award? We're just gonna ignore that.
No,
we're gonna ignore whoever else got it.
Yeah. No.
Right.
He's you know, in a certain way, you can't say he's an MVP.
Yes, yes. I bet you get the prize, whatever the prize is. There's our trophy.
If there happen to be two and you're sharing it, I think both guys can lay claim to he was the NFL MVP in 2021.
Yes. Put it on your Twitter bio if you win.
Although I'm right here to remind everyone that in whatever year that was, Peyton Manning and Steve McNair shared it.
He only won half the award. We didn't talk about a couple guys there that are in contention, too, one being Dak Prescott, who is way up there. I have a theory why I think he will not win. Almost definitely will not win. Like, if he's undeniable, then okay. But with this kind of competition out there, I have a certain particular reason that might be terrible for thinking, or, you know, bad logic.
I'm all for terrible reasons. Yeah.
Are you? Anything to avoid the Super Bowl question. Anything to not have to talk about the Bills winning the Super Bowl this year. We'll just save that until they win, I guess. 803-0550 to call in. Having a lot of fun talking about them these days. It's different. It's great. We have three guests coming up. Seth Wickersham, who wrote this big book on the Patriots recently. It's just out, I think, yesterday, available for sale, and we'll talk to Seth Wickersham about – you're going to love that, right? You're going to love hearing how terrible, you know, maybe that's what we'll end up hearing. The Patriots, big actors are. And Sal Capaccio at 5, Paul Hamilton at 6. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here. Again, our number is 803-0550. This is WGR.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Defense a few times there. Coach Campbell did a good job of queuing those up, and then that last drive was big, and Josh did a great job. Didn't do it by himself, of course, but he made some just special plays on that drive that kept it going and put it in the end
zone. Sean McDermott, I'm always interested in these clips just for something, and it's interesting like how your brain works, right? Like McDermott had an impulse in his brain in the middle of this compliment to Allen about how he played in the fourth quarter in that drive to say it wasn't just him. Like, would anybody sort of complain about that? But I can understand why, like, guys like me out here parsing every, even just like his inflection or his where he puts emphasis, you know, and that's their lives. And then he's always out there trying to protect himself from that, you know? Like a lot of coaches would be when everything you say is scrutinized like that. I wouldn't have criticized McDermott for saying that Josh Allen did a great job there, just leaving it at that. But he did throw in. It wasn't just Allen. So
right.
No one can, you know,
freak out. So you're telling me they actually had 11 guys on the field on that
drive? They all...
That's what you're telling me.
They all did the job. All 11.
10 other guys helped Josh Allen be great? Okay.
Right. 803-0550, talking MVP. One more point on that, if I didn't make this point. Like, again, there are just going to be a lot of angles to that race or that award. For some reason, now I'm going to do a thing that I'm just saying Al McDermott did. But I wrote in the article, it's not really a race. You know, I wanted to explain that. It's not really a race, you know. But, yeah. Okay, we got to call it something. So
someone's going to win it.
Mm-hmm. It could work. Go ahead.
The games are like, I mean, whatever. It
whatever.
It works as a race. I mean, don't whatever.
That's right. It's fine. Yeah. It could work against Allen that the defense is so good. Like, and even that Trubisky is here. Because one thing people do in these discussions is try to imagine the team without him. What would the Bills be without him? And, you know, they wouldn't be as good. But they might be in first place. People sometimes like to tell you that Mitchell Trubisky is maybe the second best quarterback in the AFC East. And the defense is dominating, so why wouldn't the Bills be in first place if Trubisky were their starter, right? The schedule. And so I don't like that argument or that point because you're guessing anyway. But you got to come up with something here to try to separate the player from the team. I think Lamar Jackson is the one who would score the highest in this category because of all the problems with the Ravens, and they just don't have wide receivers that people have liked.
It's set up right now. I mean, you know, again, he's had, you know, they beat the Chiefs in primetime. This game the other night was in primetime, and everyone knows, like, the number of guys on IR and just all the problems that they've got. And, like, if he you know, maintains anything close to this pace he's on, and they win, you know, 12 games or whatever, they win their division, you know, maybe they don't even have to be the one seed, he'll get a lot of credit, man, because they were expected to be really good. Again, like, whether they were on the same tier as the Chiefs and Bills going into the year is debatable, but they were a contender for sure. And then all the injuries. And so if they just keep winning however they win, you know, if they're lucky like they were in Detroit and against Kansas City to an extent, that's not discrediting Jackson's play against Kansas City or even this game on Monday night. I think he'll get a lot of credit for that. Like, he's holding it together, you know. They're playing reliably good fantasy running backs from 10 years ago. It looks like that's their running back depth chart, because everything just got wrecked. And I think, you know, he'll get the credit that you probably should get a lot of credit if you keep that team solidly in contention with, you know, so much adversity.
Yeah, it's just harder for me to imagine them having these results without him than it is any of these other guys in the MVP conversation, including Brady. Like, they have good players. And the Ravens have good players, but a lot of them are out. And just, like, what would the Ravens look like if Jackson went down? Like, what would they do? Who knows what – I don't even know who the backup is, actually. Was that McSorley?
They would finish last in that division.
They might be terrible. Right. Yeah. And the Bills aren't that. And the question isn't whether that's true as much as it is whether that matters. But I think it does to MVP people. I think it does – that is one step you try to take is – geez, if the Packers lost Aaron Rodgers, what would that be? What would that mean? And really, how silly is it to think that who the backup quarterback on your team is could matter in that? Why would Trubisky be relevant to most valuable player? Well, he is if you try to make it a team award kind of thing, where you, like, well, the team won, and that is also what people do. I mean, if the Bills had Nathan Peterman as the backup, like, as we know Nathan Peterman, this right now, if they had him as the backup, we'd be like, well, this is a point for Allen, because look out, you know, run head for the hills if he gets hurt or something. You know, it's, the point is made. So that can be a thing too. The one thing I had on Prescott for MVP is I think he'll probably win comeback player of the year. And I think so. That'll have to do. that's how I'm looking at that. He'll be the comeback player of the year, coming back from that injury. You know, probably, or Burrow, I guess, could win, but it's not a big award or as big of an award. No. And, you know, here, settle for this, and we'll keep you in mind next time. But here's another guy who is having a great season, and his team seems like it's a lot better overall. He's not throwing as much as he did before he got hurt last year, because they were so bad defensively, giving up so many points, and now they're not. So that's I don't know if that's good for him in this. I don't know if that's good for him. But he's on the short list too. 803-0550 is our number. Seth Wickersham, the author of the new book on the Patriots, and the 2007 season. He'll join us in less than half an hour. The Sabres open tomorrow night. The NHL season began last night. You were there for the opening, the music.
I was there for the music. They did about as good a job. I would not have thought about it ahead of time because it's just not. Maybe if I had spent 5 minutes thinking about it more than just being curious. Like, I mean, I did say yesterday I want to see all of it. You know, I want to just see how ESPN does, right? And the 7 o'clock hits, I'm there right on time, and they led with like a 6 minute piece about the theme music. And if that sounds a little indulgent, like, okay, I hear you, but it was perfect. I mean, it was perfect. Like, the music is, I forget plays and things that happened in games all the time. That music was everywhere for the duration of however long they carried hockey, and it was just a really well done piece. And it got them off to a great start. You know, the rest of it, like the studio show, which was on site in Tampa, wasn't anything to write home about. It was kind of, a couple former players and Barry Melrose and like whatever. Mark Messier clearly was reading off of notes, and it was kind of awkward. I thought, like, did anybody check whether or not he could do this well or not before they put him on TV? I mean, he's Mark Messier, so he's got cachet, but he's got a lot of room to grow. He could be your most improved hockey broadcaster if he gets around to like actually working at it, because last night was not good, in my opinion, for him. But you know, the game itself was, you know, it was, you know, fine, good. I heard some people complaining about audio problems, but I didn't recognize any trouble with the audio. Like, the mix between Sean McDonough and Ray Ferraro in the crowd. I had a friend that was complaining about it, and I saw some chatter on Twitter about it. It was absolutely perfect start to finish in my house. So I don't know if that was maybe just a carrier problem with some outlets. I have no idea. Which that would be weird, but I did not notice any audio difficulties.
That's Tampa.
That was Tampa, in Tampa, Pittsburgh at Tampa. Yeah. So, you know, I enjoyed their reentry, into the hockey world. Again, the music piece at the beginning, even with Justin Bieber narrating it, was just tremendous.
I think I'm in the minority, but I just really want to say it. I can't tell you how unimpressed or unmoved I am by the idea of like Mark Messier in the booth or in the studio for these things. Like, just really, or Gretzky, who is going to be there for Turner. Like, I don't know. I guess there must be people who think that means something. That he's recognizable, yep. So that means something. But man, I feel like I want to give fans some credit. I mean, fans are more sophisticated. And the way that hockey, and I guess every sport, but really hockey just, or ESPN in this case, they just put the biggest names on there because, I don't know, like it's credibility or it's maybe crossover viewers. You know, people are not hockey fans, but we'll give them Mark Messier and they know who he is. And so they'll come. Really? Yeah. Is that how it works?
I was wondering about this last night watching him, like, because I watched that pregame show pretty closely, and then I watched the first intermission. The second intermission I did not stick around for. I felt like at that point I'd seen enough, and I did at one point. I was thinking, like, does the biggest Mark Messier fan in the world recognize what a struggle this is for him? Or am I just a jerk because I'm a broadcaster and like I'm someone who's paying attention more closely because of that? Like, I don't know. I mean, I'm nowhere near the level of one of those studio shows on ESPN, need I say it. But I like it to be good. I want it to be informative. I want it to be entertaining. You know, I love hockey. You know this about me. Like, it doesn't matter. You could have Muppets sitting on that set. I'm going to watch the game.
I just want it to be not unwatchable.
Right. And Messier, to me, was pretty close to that. And I don't – that's why I said, like, did they – I'm assuming they practiced. And, like, his – the anecdotes that he shared, he was reading – and he botched it a couple times, and you could see him looking down. Like, you know, I get it. He's new at it. He's got notes. Like, I just hope he can work at it and get better at it, because he was tough to watch last night.
He's also got 40 years experience talking on camera.
Yeah.
You know?
And just locker rooms full of players.
Every night.
Like, yeah. So, I don't know. It was weird. I thought that was the only thing. I mean, you know, Melrose is Melrose. I mean, whatever. I kind of like Chelios. He was there too. And, you know, I always liked him. He's one of my favorite players of all time. And he was, you know, he was decent.
It's not that guys who are just legends in the sport can't be good at it. It's that it's probably not why they're there.
Right.
When CBS brought on Tony Romo and made him the number one guy on their list, bumped Phil Simms to put Tony Romo in the number one booth. What was interesting about that was, like, wow. I mean, he's not starting at the bottom. He's starting at the top. Maybe he's got something to offer, because most of these broadcasts are just so full of nothing that the only thing going for some of these guys seems to be how good a player they were, like Aikman. They're just so full of nothing. Wow, Romo, he retired for this job. Like, he left football and took and went to the top of the list. I'm curious. Tell me more. But just almost always, these guys give you nothing, and it's supposed to mean something. It's supposed to not appear to be that way. But, like, if you put someone on just any, whenever you get around to it, television, you put someone in there who can speak on the stats and tell you that actually, Ristolainen, this guy that everybody in the world seems to agree is really good, is terrible, and he's ruining your team. And here's why. I can prove it. These guys can't. These guys will tell you that they know because they played hockey. I can prove it. Here, watch this. Now, it's not as easy as that, because some of that stuff scares people off. And hockey's right now trying to bring people in. ESPN bought this back, and they want to bring people in, and they're not going to give them a bunch of, you know, Corsi charts.
Right.
But can there ever just be somebody there who can speak the language? And because all those debates are interesting, what do you mean? Who's going to tell Mark Messier whether a player's good or not? But, you know, there's lots of people who could do it, and they would be right. A lot of those people are right. They can prove it. And if you have a guy in there who has no idea about any of that, no interest in it, no time for it, and he can't talk, what are we doing?
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to be. I don't have TNT, but I'm sure I'll see clips and highlights. I thought this. I don't know if we ever talked about it when Gretzky was announced, but it's, you know, it's well known. Like, he as a player, he embraced being the ambassador, right? Because he loves the game. Everybody who played the game and has made the career that some of these guys have made out of it, you know, they love the game. I think Gretzky, above and beyond, like, he was sort of a natural spokesperson for hockey, and I this is a long shot, just so you know. Like, I'm not hopeful for this, but I think there's a chance that he agreed to do this because he thinks he can really add something. If he's just there like Mark Messier was there, I mean, what are we doing? You know, but it, because I think I've heard over the years, like, Gretzky has this, like, his stories are great, he's got this great personality, but, you know, in front of cameras, he's pretty, you know, just down the middle. And TNT, having done what they did with basketball and Barkley and Shaq and Ken, that whole crew, I want to hope that they hired him with in mind, like, we need you to, like, really bring something to the table here. We're not just trying to get through the half an hour. You know, we want something to matter about this. And so I want to just hold out some hope that he's there for that reason. We'll see.
If in a week it looks like we're just here for 200 nights in a row of pucks to the net and momentum, I'm just out.
Yeah.
I'm just out. Forget it. Bye. Tell me who wins. Seth Wickersham at 4. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And I'd like to once again remind everybody to join me in the Rocket Mortgage Pro Football Pick'em Contest. Yes, we are now well into the season, but you can pick games and win every week. So focus on that. Up to $1,000 up for grabs every week. Not even up to. $1,000 is up for grabs every single week with the Rocket Mortgage Pro Football Pick'em Contest. Sign up today by texting PICKS to 20357. You'll see me in there, but you got to look down a long distance to find my name, unfortunately. 20357, text the word PICKS to that number, and we'll see you there. The Rocket Mortgage Pro Football Pick'em Contest. This will be short. We have Seth Wickersham coming up to talk about his new book, It's Better to Be Feared, on the Patriots dynasty just out. And he's been doing a lot of media, so I don't know how much time he'll have for us, but we want to find out a little bit about the book, which you can now purchase. So I'll just to give you something, I'm sure you'll be happy that you were tuned in for this. I went out for tacos with my wife today for lunch. I spilled like a tiny bit of sauce on my shirt. I decided it wasn't enough to change it. Does that ever happen where you just like, you got a little, it's a little spot?
Were you home again?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
Yeah. What is this?
I just kept it on.
I just don't want to burn the shirt
right
for the day.
Right.
I don't want to burn another shirt.
Yep.
You have a washer and dryer at your house, right?
Yes.
What the hell is wrong with you? What is it? I mean, you know.
Why not?
You're not going to see anyone.
That's
right.
Right. why do I even need that shirt at all? You probably don't have one on. I mean, who are you to talk?
I have done a few shows shirtless up here.
Yeah, see?
Today is not one of them.
You going to throw stones? All right. Well, I'm wearing a taco sauce stained t-shirt today. In case for some reason you see me later. Yep, that's me. That's the guy. Talking about the new Patriots book with the author Seth Wickersham after sports here on WGR.
Okay.
Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.